For wrestling here, is there going to be up to a pretty big challenge over the next 2 weeks here with some big tournaments and coming off the Scott City Wrestling Classic Championship on Saturday, both the boys and girls sweeping the team titles. We got a couple of pretty good wrestlers joining us here on the boys, and we'll be joining a couple of girls wrestlers here a little later on as well. But we'll start with 144-pound wrestler Cesar Peregrino, came back and picked up a third-place finish on Saturday. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. I think I've seen you before today. Haven't I?
Yeah.
I saw him at school earlier today. But no, you've had a pretty good year. 144, worked your way into the varsity here after Christmas. And how's that been treating you so far?
You know, it's actually going pretty good. I've definitely improved since last year. I've seen a lot of improvement from last year.
All right. And, you know, had a tough go around. It was a tough tournament at Norton last week. Kind of had a little tough start there. I know you don't want to dwell on it, but that was a big learning lesson for you early in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, but you backed it up and you learned and you kind of cruised your way to third place there. And, you know, did that give you a little boost there after a tough loss right off the bat?
Yeah, I just kind of like build off of what I like when I lose. I just kind of go off of that, and I use like kind of the frustration from there, and I just use that anger to win.
What have you done this year to really continue to try to improve yourself as you work through this season?
Definitely trying a lot harder in morning runs. I mean, last year I would also like stay ahead with everyone like in the front when we're running, but this year I've also like tried to improve on my conditioning a lot more. And also learn a couple more moves.
Okay. So who's the fastest with the morning runs?
I am.
All right, you lead the pack, huh?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, you leave everybody in the dust by quite a bit? Or?
Yeah.
Man, that's nice of you. But as you head up to Lexington on this Saturday, it's going to be a good challenge here. What are you looking to improve on the season?
This tournament, I really hope not to go two and out like I did last year. Last year, my first two matches, I just got completely blown out, lost. But this year, I hope to do a lot more better than I did last year.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you there. And I know you're going to be wrestling at a different weight class on Saturday because in Nebraska, it's 145. They're still staying with the old. So, yeah, a whole big pound. Woohoo, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you coming up there on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Cesar Peregrino joining us here, and we get a senior, Evan Fry, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, champion at 113 pounds in Scott City. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, you?
Doing all right. And, you know, you didn't start there at 113 pounds. You did right before the Christmas break. And what was that journey like to get to weight there at 113 and certify?
It wasn't bad. I mean, I got really sick, so, like, cutting down was not a big problem because I didn't really eat when I was sick, so I just dropped a bunch of weight.
You feel like you were at that weight class, I believe, last year as well there, yeah. And you qualified for state there, looking to ultimate goal to get back there this year. So do you feel like that's going to help you in the long run there, being stronger than maybe some of the others?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, I feel more energetic, and I feel better on my feet now that I'm cutting that much weight.
And on Saturday, you had a really good day. You won the tournament there pretty easily. What was so good for you there on Saturday?
I didn't try to engulf a bunch of food, and I just kept it with water and barely ate at all, so I wasn't feeling like bad.
Yeah. The ultimate energizer, water, right?
Yeah.
But you get back up to Nebraska on Saturday, and that's always a fun team bonding trip, I think, it seems like. And what are you looking forward to the most as you head up there on Saturday?
Wrestle, do my best, and just go based off if I lose, then use my frustration on that to get better throughout the day.
Do you feel like you've gotten quite a bit better from first of the year to now?
Oh, 100%. I come in and work on the things I need to. My top and bottom is definitely way better than what it used to be.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to get better for you there. And, Evan, thanks again for joining me here. And congratulations on a good start to the season here.
Thank you.
All right, Evan Fry joining us here. And we're going to get Ashlyn Pazderdink next, sophomore wrestler for Scott City. You won the tournament as well. You've won back-to-back tournaments there, making room for all those brackets.
Yep, they're going right on my wall.
All right, but got to wrestle in front of the home crowd on Saturday one last time this year. How was that like for you?
It kind of was nice being at home, and then I had my all my mm-hmm. family here, so I liked that a lot too.
You also dropped down a weight class, if I'm not mistaken, 135?
Yes.
Good. Whew. All right. But you feel pretty comfortable there at that weight class?
Actually, yeah. I feel a lot more. I feel like I'm one of the upper people now. I feel like I'm not having to be dogged on so much.
So I know you love your favorite move, the snow cone. So do you, like, every snow cone win you have this year, do you make your parents buy a snow cone for you for every win?
No,
with that move?
Actually, I've been drinking root beer floats like no other.
Okay, so I don't know if I'd want to advertise that or not in front of the coaches. They're going to make you run extra. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. But what a fun season so far. What are some things maybe you want to work on as you go to some pretty challenging tournaments over the next couple of weeks?
I'm definitely going to have to work on moving my feet and being quicker. I at this next tournament, I'm not going to be able to slack. I'm going to have to be on top of my game.
Are you excited for a big challenge like this on Friday?
Actually, I am. I'm ready to see some good competition.
Yeah, it's you guys are against all the Nebraska schools up there, so that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how good they really are.
And I know it's growing pretty big there, and it should be fun there for you. Good luck, and congratulations on a good start this year.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, once again, Ashlyn Pasternak joining us here, and we have one making her debut, and let's see, yeah. That'll work too. Well, she's nervous, but she'll be all right here. But now she's good here. We got freshman Dayanara Jimenez joining us here. I got it right this time. Dayanara Jimenez, yeah. How you doing?
Bit nervous.
You're good. I promise. I won't ask you too tough of questions. But, you know, you've had a fun season so far. Last Saturday, I got to wrestle at home, got a couple big wins, won the tournament. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right. And you're wrestling at 140 pounds, correct?
Correct.
All right. And oh my God. So this is your first year out for high school wrestling, of course, being a freshman. What's the competition and what's the tournament's been like for you this year?
So being back, it's the mindset. But I truly think the mindset scares me. So I see my competition wrestle my other competition that I beat, and I struggled. So I was like, oh, crap. And then I saw my other competition beat her butt. So I was like, oh, my God. So I was scared. But I got her.
You
get in my head.
Yeah, the last one, you had to rally to win there. It was like a flip of the switch for you all of a sudden.
I saw my opportunity. She was tired. She was really tired. I could tell. I think something happened before. I choked her out on accident. I got really scared. But she gave me that snow cone. But I had to do it twice before I got her.
Okay. Well, whatever works, right?
Can't lose.
But what's been the most exciting part of the season for you for wrestling?
Seeing the way my teammates bond. We all grow so close together during the season. And we all just become really, really close with each other. And it's comfortable seeing your team lose and win all together and struggle in morning runs. It's just a big family.
Yeah. Those morning runs, how tough are those?
Well, I was on vacation a bit longer, so I missed quite a bit of practice and morning runs. So I came back way out of shape, and I had the worst side stitch of my life.
All right. Well,
yeah. No.
What's your goal as you work through this season?
Well, I had this competition from some other town that I wanted to get some revenge on, but she's injured, so.
Oh, well.
Can't get that no more.
No.
No.
That's too bad. So you go up to Lexington, Nebraska to wrestle on Friday. Have you ever been in Nebraska before?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think
so?
I've drone through Nebraska.
All right. Well, they're pretty good people up in Lexington. So
I heard.
Yeah. I know it's got to be exciting. So you're going to see some totally different wrestlers that you won't see for the rest of the year. What are you looking forward to the most as you head up there?
Learning. I know it's going to be not easy to win, but I just want to learn with hard competition.
All right. Well, you did pretty good for your first time on the radio.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining me. Congratulations on your tournament win last week, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Yemenez joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here. And we have assistant coach Morgan Newberg joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Yep, pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Is this the first time you've been on with me for coach's show?
This is my first time along with Day on the coach's
show. All right,
show,
man.
So,
well, welcome aboard, man. Add another name to the list here. Last Saturday, fun day. It was a good tournament there, and I know it went maybe a little later we've had in years past, but I give that a testament to, increased numbers of the girls wrestling especially, but also some good matches there on that Saturday, and sometimes that's fun in that aspect. How'd you feel like the day went overall?
Oh, it was a crazy day between our varsity JV boys and all the girls wrestling. Kept us coaches plenty busy running across the three mats to make sure we're at every match there. A real step up of the competition. You like to see those good matches that go all three periods. Yeah, it makes the day take a little bit longer, but they're also the more exciting matches and the ones that really get you on the edge of your seat.
Well, and I think you had to be really happy about how some of your kids, it's really their first time in front of the home crowd, and I know you had to deal with Goodland earlier in the year, but they didn't get to wrestle just because they didn't have anybody wrestling in varsity or JV in their weight class. But so they come out there, and I thought they really fought pretty hard all day, even varsity down to the JV.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's always good for those younger guys, especially the JV guys, to get out there in front of the big crowd and the big gym. Not just the little dual crowd, but where you got 16 teams and all their fans and, watching a finals match or, a semifinals match to see if you win, you get a go place and, the crowd really getting into it. It's great for those guys. And I think next year on our schedule, we'll have a few more home opportunities, which will definitely be great too.
Yeah, you're long overdue for that. What I thought was really fun, just kind of pinpointing some individuals here. Of course, you did have tournament wins from Colin McDaniel. We talked with Evan there. But I thought really a kid that really bounced back in a big way. It was kind of a wide open – ended up being a wide open weight class. It was 10 or 15 pounds with Tanner Gooden. It was good to see him kind of come back and win after – I know he was really frustrated with how he wrestled the night before.
Yeah, and even going back the week before where he missed the podium at Norton as well. Tanner coming back after Christmas break, just kind of struggled after he didn't place at Norton. He told myself and Coach Chasten Hamey that he wanted to wrestle us more in practice. So we got to drill with Tanner quite a bit more, kind of working him back into shape after that long Christmas break. Disappointing match Friday night up in Oakley, but really bounced back. Mm-hmm. Tanner was coming off that match wrestling pretty angry and an angry 215-pound Tanner is tough to stop.
Yes, it is. I think somebody told him he had to cut his hair or something if he lost another
match. That's probably what did it. Yeah.
No, but I thought it was really exciting to see him get to the finals with Jacob Irwin at 175. And he's had a tough year, but I thought that was really awesome to see him get to the finals.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of our senior guys and one of the leaders on the team who has had a tough year. Seems to be coming around, really working hard in practice and improving and seeing the benefits of that on the weekends during the tournaments.
And then on the girls' side, it was a really good run there for everybody involved there. And I think you had to be really happy about how your team, the girls, came out and wrestled there. And they backed up another tournament win. Yeah, they have 2-for-2 in tournament wins this year, after Christmas, I should say.
Yeah, we're going to have to set them up with their own trophy case if they keep this up. Girls are killing it. Last year being that first year for the girls' season was a real learning process for them. We're definitely seeing our second-year wrestler girls who are have taken a huge jump forward, I'd say, not just with their skill set on the wrestling mat, but with their conditioning and just how their participation in practice. And just working that much harder.
Well, you know, it's been fun to watch them. You had, I think, what, four or five, that one individual tournament championships there on a Saturday on the girls' side. And there were a couple of brackets there, so that's always pretty exciting as you guys continue to grow that girls' tournament.
Oh, absolutely. And everyone wants one of those Scott City Classic brackets with the nice calligraphy on it. Those are definitely cool brackets to have, and, you know, it's a great goal. And but, you know, don't want it to go to their heads or anything, you know, with Lexington and Garvey coming up. You know, got to keep them focused and ready to roll.
I think you got to be excited. It's probably, do you feel like it's, for you guys, it's time to kind of see where you guys stand, maybe against some pretty stiff competition like Lexington and the Rocky Welton here coming up next week?
I think so. You know, it'll be great to see where we're really at. You know, we've kind of missed some of those top-ranked 4A through 1A girls teams. You know, we had our varsity girls go up to Abilene instead of the Hoisington tournament, which Hoisington's one of those ranked teams. So I think seeing this tough competition will give us a real good idea of where we're sitting going into our regional tournament.
Well, and yeah, and Lexington, you remember it as a wrestler, and it's always it's a good experience. This time it's a little different just because they have you guys have the varsity JV duel there on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Girls tournament and varsity JV duel, followed by varsity and JV boys on Saturday. We're in for a full weekend of wrestling and really looking forward to it.
What are some of your memories of wrestling up at Lexington?
Oh, boy, yeah. Having a lot of fun up there for sure, playing cards on the bus and in the hotel rooms. Let's see. I know one year our bus driver said she would bleach her hair with the rest of the team if we won the thing. We came up a little short. We got second place to Kearney. But, yeah, she went ahead and bleached her hair as well, along with all of us boys. I believe it was my senior year as a – Coach Hayes, myself, and two of the other seniors were making the announcements about all their state-ranked wrestlers, mm-hmm. and the last thing they said, we have four returning three-time Higgins tournament placers, and we looked around and said, well, yeah, now I've placed every year, and he's placed every year, and it turns out all those returning placers were on our team.
Wow. All right. Well, that's pretty cool there, but yeah, it seemed like, yeah, for you guys back in the day, nobody – was allowed back in the state of Kansas without bleaching their hair.
Yeah, it's kind of dying off a little bit. But, yeah, it's all in good fun. You know, I know some of the guys still do it. I don't know. Is everyone still planning on bleaching their hair? It sounds like it's still going to go on this year. So,
all right.
Yeah, got to get the platinum blonde going.
I can't wait. You know, yeah, for the bald guys, that's just impossible, you know.
Oh, dang it. Well, you know, we can get you one of those wigs or something and go ahead and... You know, one of those visors with the hair coming out the top.
There you go. Once again, it is Coach Morgan Newberg joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, here, and thanks for hanging with us later than we normally do. And well, good luck to you guys up in Lexington coming up this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Adam.